Hello.
Hi, I'm Mary from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking to people in California, and we would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Sorry?
What party are you in?
No, this is not, we are not associated with a party. This just is a survey.
And what is that service? Who do you tell?
Well, if you like, we can go and I can ask you the questions so you can see what the survey is about.
Okay. You ask the questions. When I get annoyed, I'll block the call and hang up.
Okay. So, give me just a moment. Okay. Are you registered to both at your current address?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political? No. Okay.
No.
Thank you. All right. Just to ensure that we have a representative sample, in what year were you born?
48.
Okay. Thank you very much. What is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it
I won't go there. I don't do race and ethnic background stuff.
Don't worry.
I'm not worried about anything, darling. Trust me.
We can skip that. Okay. What is the last grade that you completed in school? Grade school, some high school graduate, some college, vocational training, two-year college degree, four-year college degree, some postgraduate work, or two- or three-year postgraduate work or master degree, or a PhD or law degree.
PhD. I have a PhD.
Thank you. Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job of Joe Biden is doing as president?
No. I don't disapprove. I approve.
Okay. Would you say that you strongly approve or somewhat approve his job?
I strongly approve.
Thank you. Next, do you approve or disapprove of the job of Gavin Newsom that he's doing as governor?
So-so.
Would you say somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay. Thank you. If the elections for a state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from the district?
Democrat.
Thank you. I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that.
I thought this wasn't political. It's going down that road, ain't it?
Would you like to continue with the survey?
I don't know. I've asked you, what's going on? I asked you if it was political, and you said no. But the last two or three questions are all about politics.
Well, we are still just starting the survey. If you like, we can continue, and you will see what other questions are about.
But that doesn't work. If you ask the question and I don't want to answer it.
Well, a few questions we have the option to continue.
It's leading somewhere. I mean, you're an intelligent person. I can tell that. And you know darn well it's leading somewhere. It's just that I don't like to be blindsided about these kind of things. I never do surveys because you give the information, you don't know where that information is going. And you don't know how it's being twisted. Because people have this agenda. And when you have an agenda, you have a tendency to fulfill the agenda. And you'll listen to information and then twist it to meet your agenda. I don't like being manipulated like that. I don't like being set up by surveys that have one thing in mind, to get you to say something that they can put enough of those somethings together and make a story out of it that's not real. It is not you I object to. You're very articulate. You're presenting extremely well for people in your position who are doing these kind of things. But I'm telling you, be careful. You're walking on the edge.
Thank you, sir. These are questions about general people, like national public figures, and then the last questions are more related to the assembly candidates, mostly Esmeralda Soria and the Republican candidate, I don't remember her name right now, Joanna Garcia Rose. Those are the last questions are more related to their role.
Well, let me tell you, we only got one choice. If we choose to go with the red people, we're going to be living in a dictatorship, that of which I have no doubt. We have more hope with the Democrats or the blue people than we've ever had. This is a crucial point in our history. This is not just about an election where you choose this guy over that guy. This is bigger than that. This is putting the whole ball of wax into the furnace to see if it'll melt. Well, I'll tell you something. I'm not happy about the way things are. I thought people had come further than this. And we have not left the cave. We're still trying to answer everything with a war or putting somebody down, calling them names. It's like children. I'm sorry. I need to end your conversation with
okay.
me.
Okay.
I am not feeling well.
Okay. I do understand. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.